And it's time again for your comments. News flash, writes Teresa Prejean of Jackson, Mississippi. Hurricane Katrina did not just affect the city of New Orleans.
This week, we've been hearing from people who've made a difference in that city since the storm. But Prejean writes, I'm sickened by the number of stories I hear on New Orleans. Give Mississippi her due. The Gulf Coast is far from recovered, but at least they are further along than New Orleans. Perhaps that's just not interesting enough news.
Some of you were not happy with the news focus of parts of our interview with New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
What incentives and disincentives are you presented with if you were to consider running for president in 2008, if you're
a
politician?
I'm not running for president. I have roughly 856 days left to go in the greatest job in the world.
Just tell me how you have to think through that problem, though. What are the incentives out there for doing that? What are the disincentives?
Well, I'm not running, so they're not incentives for me.
We'd begun that interview by talking about incentives for ending poverty. And Michael Marks of Huntington, West Virginia wrote, I was hoping to hear more of Bloomberg's ideas on ending poverty. Anytime a billionaire wants to speak about ending poverty, I'm all ears. But Steve Inskeep wanted the mayor to talk about the prospects of becoming a candidate for president. My eyes glazed over.
Some corrections now. In a story last week about a power plant in Spain, we called it the world's first solar thermal power plant. In fact, several of you wrote to tell us the Luz power plant in Southern California can lay claim to that distinction. It's been in operation since the mid-1980s.
We also had a call from Bruno Rebell, the former Greenpeace International Program Director, who was featured in a report last week. It was about the impact of global warming on nuclear power. The report described Rebell as someone who does not oppose nuclear power. Mr. Rebell says that's incorrect. He says he believes that any more investment in nuclear energy would be a mistake.
That story also described how the lack of cool water during a heat wave in France led to a shutdown at a nuclear reactor. That caught the ear of Mark Schneider, a physics professor at Grinnell College in Iowa. Schneider writes, your story gave the incorrect impression that cooling water is a special need of nuclear plants. He goes on, all power plants that run from thermal processes, including coal, oil, and natural gas, require cooling. And water supply is an issue that affects all of these power sources.
We got a very cool thank you for our story about how to spread the word on product recalls. That report mentioned a contact lens solution that's been associated with a severe eye infection, AMO's Complete Moisture Plus Multi-Purpose Solution.
Elizabeth Hudson in Largo, Maryland, was grateful to hear that report. She writes, my fiancé has had such trouble with his contact lenses over the last months that he has sworn off them altogether. The recurring symptoms were, to his eye doctor, a mystery. After hearing your story, I ran to the bathroom cabinet, and what did I find? The exact brand of solution subject to the recall.
If you recall something on this program and want to talk about it, just let us know. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.